God is love. God is the source of love. Jesus lived his life in love. Jesus died for love. But what are we saying when we name love? Too often in our lives we understand love as something conditional. We struggle with ideas of judgment. We carry the idea that love can be lost and must be earned. We worry about our worthiness or the worthiness of others. And so we might say God is love, but we make God small. We make love small. We make love a warm hug or a kind word. We make love a sense of comfort. We make love too easy, or we make love a test that will always be failed. And we allow people to say God loves you and mean God judges you. You must be better for God to actually love you. We allow people to say God loves you and to mean God decides everything for you. There is a plan, and even though you don't deserve it, God fixes everything. We allow people to say God can't exist because bad things happen to good people, as if the only possibility of God's existence is power and judgment. When we do this, when we make God small and love small, we are missing something important. We miss the very nature of love, the very nature of God, the very truth that Jesus lived by and died by. When we love, we become vulnerable. Our thoughts, our feelings, our very selves are hurt most by those we care about. When we love, we give others the power to hurt us, to shape us, to betray us. You see, most of all, Jesus loved. Not just the abstract, the world, as in God so loved the world, although that too. But the peoples and world he met each day. He loved birds and sheep and the incredible rising power of yeast. He loved the strangers that he met, the people who challenged him, the people who came to him with questions yearning for more meaningful lives. He loved those who hurt, those who were overlooked, those who were judged. His love did not come with conditions, but with trust in the inner strength and inner wisdom of those he met. His love did not come with an abstract plan, but a rambling journey filled with stories and detours and responding to endless demands. His love was so great that he loved even when it was a danger to himself. Even when he realized the authorities felt threatened, even when the safe choice would be to stay quiet, to hide, to flee. Because his love was not about being naive, was not about thinking nothing bad could happen, but knowing that he was vulnerable, and that his love would mean he would be hurt, and choosing love. Jesus loved. He loved his disciples. He taught them and ate with them and served them. He trusted them to teach and work with him. He loved them even as he was disappointed when they were still caught up in ideas of power and proper behavior and who was most important. Even when they tried to turn away children or argue about who was loved the most. Jesus loved. He opened his heart. He was vulnerable. He refused to be made small, to make love small, to make God small. He loved, and he was vulnerable, and inevitably, he was betrayed by one he loved. Inevitably, he was denied by one he loved. Inevitably, he was abandoned by those he loved. We are betrayed, denied, abandoned by those we love. and we betray, deny, and abandon those we love. We are vulnerable to death and illness, to people growing apart, to wounds intentional and unintentional, and like Jesus, we have the choice again and again whether to love, knowing that being vulnerable, we risk our whole selves, knowing that at the very least, death will betray us, and when partners and parents and friends and families die, our hearts will break. Our vulnerability will wound us. Jesus loved knowing that his love made him vulnerable to the world. Jesus saw the cost of love and embraced it, not in a misguided concept of sacrifice and balancing scales, but in a courageous act of being true to his nature and the nature of God, which from the very beginning has known the vulnerable suffering that is one part of the wonder of love. Remembering the suffering of Jesus, remembering the vulnerable heart of God, we draw strength in our own losses, our own hurt, our own vulnerability, knowing that we are not alone. Alan Gaunt wrote the text to the hymn, "The Love That Clothes Itself in Light," and I find myself turning to it again and again each Good Friday. I'll share the final verse during the closing words of the service. We won't be singing it this year, but I'll share a couple of other verses now. The love that lifts the stars and sun collapses spent beneath the cross. The love that fills the universe goes on to death and total loss. Extinguished with the sun at noon, love's light transcends all history. Love wrapped in linen, love entombed, still wraps all heaven in mystery. God is love. God is the source of love. Jesus lived his life in love. Jesus died for love. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.